very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one, but
your fingers or your tongue.
I am the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffria Podcast. My name's Bubba, and with me, as always, is
Catfish.
Catfish. Season 8 is getting closer day by day. We are so close to this show we have been waiting so long for. Are you excited?
Oh, I am super excited. I am double E.
Double E?
Yeah, elatedly excited.
Wow. That is a true double E. For brand new listeners, the Joffria Podcast, we're here on the Double P Media, Double P HQ account, where we do all sorts of podcasts. And Double P stands for what, Catfish?
Packed podcast.
Exactly right. We like to do packed podcasts, but this week, as we do our countdown to Game of Thrones season 8, we're actually doing 8 mini, smaller, Evil Uncle Tyrion sized podcasts where we look at the 8 most important characters counting down to season 8. On our last podcast,
Catfish. Double P.
Double P.
Yeah, puny podcast.
Oh no. Well, it still works. Double P. You can find out more about us by going to our website, doublepmedia.com, or visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/doublephq. That's the word double, the letter P, and then the letters HQ for headquarters. You'll also find us on Twitter and Instagram at doublephq. Now, Catfish.
That is completely right, Bubba. And what we're doing on our 8 Double P's Puny Podcast is we are picking the 8 most important characters from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
And while we're looking forward, we're also looking backwards. So what we're doing is for these 8 most important characters, we are discussing our favorite scenes of theirs, our least favorite scenes, their highest point, their lowest point.
Their favorite line.
Of theirs, and our least favorite lines of theirs. And I picked the number 8 most important person for this season's Game of Thrones, and that was Hot Pie.
Oh, come on.
Bubba, you picked number 7. Who did you pick?
Well, you picked Hot Pie, a character everybody loves, but let's be honest, he really hasn't affected the plot very much, has he?
I mean, it depends. If you're George R. R. Martin and he Hot Pie is a person who can make food, that makes you very important.
Okay. Well, I picked somebody who actually affects the storyline so far across these great 7 seasons we've enjoyed on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Somebody who stands up to what they believe in, and in fact has kind of flipped allegiances. Originally, they were against Jon Snow and Sansa, and now they're banding together with Jon Snow and Sansa. Don't you love characters like that? That's what the show is about.
I do love characters who are against the double S's.
Double S's?
Yeah, Surly Stark.
Oh.
But I don't like it when they double S.
Double S?
Sympathize with the Starks.
Oh, they're Stark sympathizers. Oh, the worst. Well, yeah, you may not like my number 7 character, but let's get right to it. Ready?
Let's see if he's important as Hot Pie.
I picked a character who's a great actor. Spoiler, it is a man. And this character, I'm just going to go ahead and say my favorite line of his right here at the beginning. The King of the North should stay in the North. That's right. I'm picking Northern Lord Robert Glover as the 7th most important character. Catfish, Robert Glover.
Who?
Catfish.
Who?
I
can't believe he got ranked above Hot Pie.
This was my pick, but when you hear out who Robert Glover is, and I'll go ahead and describe him so our listeners remember. Robert Glover, back in season 6, Sansa and Jon had reunited. Jon had ended his oath. His watch had ended, and they're going and trying to gather forces to help them take on those evil Boltons who had Winterfell. They couldn't get the House Umber or House Karstark, those 2 houses with a lot of fighting men, because they had gone and they had joined up with the evil Boltons. So first they went to the Wildlings, and the Wildlings said, okay, I guess we'll fight with you. Then they went to Lady Mormont, Lyanna Mormont, that character we all love, and said, hey, we need some fighting men. And she said, sure, I got like 60. Then they finally, rule of threes, they ended up with the 3rd person. In a rule of threes, it's always the most important person. That's Robert Glover. And he said, oh, no, you didn't. I'm not supporting the Starks. And so then, season 6, episode 10, The Starks have won, and guess what? Everybody loves a winner. He's on the winner's side. Robert Glover appears in season 7, and his main point is he's like, wait a minute, you want women to fight? Are you crazy? You want me to put a sword in my daughter's hand? And Liana Mormont once again, tells him to shape up. And then the rest of the season, he pretty much keeps screaming, the King of the North should stay in the North. And so that's Robert Glover, my number 7 character, as we count down the 8 most important characters heading into season 8. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you made him sound important because you described just about every single thing he did. So
up.
I guess I can go along with this as number 7.
Okay.
Let me say this first of all. This actor, Kim McInerney.
Yeah, that's him.
Who is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'll always remember him from one of my favorite movies, the amazing British horror comedy called Severance. He was the boss in that. So he can do no wrong in my eyes. And to be honest with you, he does great work in this. After you picked him, I watched some selected scenes of his, and he is amazing. And there is a lot of material for favorite and least favorite scenes and lines.
Okay, well, if you say that, I'm glad you came around.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scene? Let's hear it. You start off with my character. What's your favorite scene?
Okay, my favorite scene is, and you've described the great and the horrible scenes already, but I'll say it specifically. It's when John and Sansa ask him for help, and he completely trashes them.
That's your favorite scene?
Yeah, he's like, "Get out of here! This is, you guys are garbage. You ain't shit."
oh, catfish. Okay, well, spoiler alert. That is also my favorite scene of Robert Glover's.
No, so how did I know? He's so good in it. And also, anytime anybody trashes the Starks, it's good. Okay?
Hold on. Let me go a bit further. Would you not say, when we talk about Robert Glover, it's one thing to say no, but this is a great actor. And the way he describes why he's saying no and the horrors he went through, it's incredibly powerful, and you hear that, and you kind of think, yeah, why should he join up with Sansa and Jon, who don't really have any men or are taking on this much bigger army? I think it's a really great scene.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, I mean, I used that word perfectly, the word he trashes them perfectly. He doesn't just say no or no respectfully. he trashes them. If they had any self-respect or dignity, they would have felt mortified and slunk away.
All right, so we both have the same favorite scene. Now let's get to least favorite scene, and I'll go first. And I'll go ahead and say it, and spoiler alert, because this is, let's be honest, a relatively minor character. This least favorite scene is also going to go with my low point for Robert Glover, so they're tied together.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay when Jon Snow is saying, hey, you just anointed me king a couple of weeks ago, but now I'm going to go leave the North and go down to Dragonstone to talk to Daenerys. I think that makes a lot of sense for him to suddenly scream his, you know, catchphrase of season 7, the King of the North should stay in the North. But then what's crazy, so that's season 7, episode 2. What's crazy is they come back to him in like season 7, episode 5, and he's screaming the exact same line. It's like, the King of the North. I mean, you know, that, you know, even if you think season 7 moved quickly, I mean, the fact the guy is still screaming the same point, you know, 4 weeks later, it's a bit low. So it's my low point for Robert Glover and my least favorite line of his. That's my low point. Do you have a different one, or what do you have?
Yeah, I have a different one. My least favorite scene is none of them.
What?
I love all his scenes. I don't have – it's not possible to have a least favorite scene, because each one of his scenes, whether he's the one doing the trashing or he's the one getting trashed, are phenomenal scenes.
That's right. All his scenes are about conflict.
He spends equal time trashing and getting trashed, so it's amazing.
He like flips a coin. Okay, what's it going to be this week? Oh, I'm getting trashed. Oh, damn it. Okay, well, next week, that means I'll be able to come back and trash somebody. So no least favorite scenes. That's incredible.
Listen, when I go through his highest points and lowest points and favorite lines and least favorite lines, they are all great. They're all great.
Okay, well, I named my lowest point. So why don't we start off a bit negative? And you go ahead and tell us the lowest point you think for Robert Glover, our number 7 character in the countdown.
Well, I mean, you described it earlier, but it's both times that he gets completely crushed by Lyanna Mormont. Once for not supporting Jon Snow earlier, and then she gives him a hard time for not being pro-girl fighters. And he just gets – I mean, he has zero comeback for either one of those. He just – he's like – the look on his face, internally he's saying, I just been told.
Well, you know what? If you think about it, if you were to marathon this show, the first time Lyanna Mormont trashes him for not supporting Jon Snow is in season 6, episode 10. Then the very next episode, season 7, episode 1, she's trashing him for not being pro-girl fighter. So he took two L's in a row for that one. That's pretty good.
He sure did.
All right.
He sure did. So that was his lowest point. Now, what do you think, Bubba, was his highest point?
I think his highest point, and sometimes, you know, I'm not good at this. I don't know anybody who's great at this, but admitting that you're wrong, Robert Glover didn't support Jon Snow. He was, let's be honest, a bit like the late Lord Walder Frey in that the infamous battle that happened 17 years in the show's timeline before the series began. All the Banners were called up to fight the Mad King's army at the Trident, and Robert killed, you know, Rhaegar Targaryen at the Trident, and Walder Frey didn't show up until the battle was won. And everybody kind of mocked him from then on and called him the late Lord Frey, which kind of upset him for 17 years, and then he gets so frustrated that he doesn't mind doing the Red Wedding. And so the fact that here, Robert Glover was completely pulling a Frey. He's like, you want me to join your side? Never. And then suddenly they win, and he's like, I was wrong not to join your side. I'm in! The fact that he made that transition and nobody seems to be mocking him too well, I think that's his high point. He's got the fact that he was able to worm his way back in to the Graces of the North. Robert Glover, that's your high point so far.
That is pretty good. I would say that is as close to a high point that a character can have, except for the high point that he actually had is when he told Sansa that essentially she should overthrow Jon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. When he was trashing them, he was trying to cause division in the ranks.
Right. Jon's leaving? Well, you should take over. You take over, yes. For still trying to sow, even after he got told, for still trying to sow division among the double S's.
Double S's?
Yes, Surly Starks.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that is the highest point that almost any character besides Joffrey has had in Game of Thrones.
Do you, now that you say that, I'm going to say that has to be, you're right, that is his highest point. Think about it. Littlefinger was trying to sow division between Jon and Sansa, you know, when he's like, your brother's army, and all these things that all these little things he would say. And Robert Glover, he was concise. He did it in like two lines. Great work.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So that means then we have to talk about his favorite lines. Now, Bubba, I had a real hard time. For most of these characters, I was able to determine one favorite line.
Yeah.
This not possible for Robert Glover. I had three great lines for Robert Glover.
Three favorite lines from Robert Glover. This is incredible. All right. So yeah. Listeners at home, we want you to play along. What do you think Catfish picked for three favorite lines from Robert Glover? Let's hear them.
Okay. The second runner-up is a very concise line when he says, House Stark is dead.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful – that's actually a powerful line. And remember that line in a bit. Okay. What's the first runner-up?
It brought joy to my heart. The first runner-up – and this one is, I mean, a powerful acting moment.
Yeah.
He says, where was King Rob when the Ironborn attacked this castle? When they threw my wife and children in prison and brutalized and killed our subjects? Taken up with a foreign whore, getting himself and the ones who followed him killed.
You know what?
That is an amazing line.
No, I got to disagree with you there. All he's doing is recapping season 2 and 3. I mean, you know... He just read the TV Guide review, you know.
You'd have been a lot happier if it was sex position and it was girls having sex with each other in the background.
Okay, so you have a favorite line by Robert Glover. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Sometimes the best lines are when you – like that one where you come up with a lot of proof and you could steamroll. And some of them are just shorter lines. So at the first time when Jon and Sansa ask him for help – at one point, he says to Jon, he says, Now I would like you to leave. That is my favorite line of Robet Glover.
You know what?
When he tells John, GTFO.
Catfish, I hate to do this to you, but you say it's your favorite line. I honestly think just now you delivered it better than he did in the show.
Well, you know what? He was being a little bit cagey. I was more smug and self-satisfied about it, simply because I would have liked to say that to John several times. Wow. Now, I would like you to leave.
Oh, man. Well, okay.
Now, what is your favorite line, Bubba? Well, no, you said it already.
Well, no. You spoiled my favorite line. My actual favorite line is, House Stark is dead. I mean, what you need, and let's you know, go behind the curtain here. You need to set up Jon and Sansa as underdogs. And so you see they don't have many forces. And then they come to Robet Glover, the third and the three people they're asking for help in that one episode. And he's spelling it out like this, House Stark is dead. And he's getting the audience to see that, you know, this is a very, you know, this is a shot, one in a million attempt that they're trying to do to take on the Boltons. And he says it so powerfully, and it's so damn cold. Ooh, mm-hmm. White Walker cold. Mm. That's the line that's my actual favorite line.
All right. Well, you had three chances to get it right, and you got it right. So that's important. And, Bubba, what is your least favorite line of Robet Glover?
Well, I've said it a lot already in this episode, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it one more time, just because.
I don't know if it's possible that you could say it as many times as he said it on Game of Thrones.
The king in the north should stay in the north. I mean, dear God, we get it. Only way that this is going to turn around, if it becomes a Sideshow Bob and the Rake skit where we open up on season 8 and Jon Snow comes back to Winterfell and he's like, the king in the north should have stayed in the... Oh, he's back. Okay, I'm done.
Nice. Nice.
Hey, so we have gone down, listeners. We have listed...
Wait, hold on. You got to do my least favorite line.
Sorry, Catfish. What is your least favorite line?
It once again occurs in the scene when John and Sansa ask him for help and he trashes them and tells John to leave. At one point, he says, I don't care about ravens. So clearly, he's an animal hater along with a sexist pig. And so for me, that is at least my least favorite line.
Oh, he's an animal hater and yet a sexist pig. Irony.
Yeah, exactly. It is ironic.
Listeners, we have gone through Robet Glover with a glove. We've given him the white glove treatment, going over all his scenes. But we, you know, who cares what we think? We want to know what you think. Do you have a favorite scene, a favorite moment, a favorite line, a high point or a low point for this important member of the North who I believe, you know, he should be around in season 8? We want you to tell us what you think. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/PHQ. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. Tweet at us @PHQ. Tell us your favorite. Tell us if you remember Robet Glover or if you remember that the king of the north should stay in the north, and let us know. Oh, so good.
So good. However, we can't finish this podcast without doing our Joffrey of the day.
Ooh.
As a quick reminder to listeners, Joffrey Baratheon, first of his name, first in your hearts, is the greatest real or fictional person in the history of mankind and alien kind. And so every time we do a podcast, we try to come up with someone that embodies some of the great characteristics of Joffrey Baratheon.
Oh, yeah.
And Bubba, today I was thinking of someone, you know, we see that Joffrey, he cares about people.
He does.
But also he cares about things being right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He cares about taking care of the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Making sure that things maybe that people don't want to see are hidden from view. He took care of the cat problem in Westeros. Oh,
very much so.
He was taking care of the unsightly whore problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically Joffrey knows that some things have to be hidden. And instead of sponsoring them, we need to hide them. And so for that, Betsy DeVos is my Joffrey of the day.
Oh, a political Joffrey of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. For trying to make sure that none of us are exposed to the Special Olympics by defunding it.
Oh, man. She's
Betsy DeVos. my Joffrey of the day.
She gave the Special Olympics a red smile, just like His Grace King Joffrey would. Oh, man.
She sure did. She sure did.
Well, Catfish.
Bubba, who is your Joffrey of the day?
My Joffrey of the day is also political. It's real funny. I was worried that you were going to pick mine because you were saying that sometimes Joffrey had to, you know, stay hidden, keep certain things hidden so people wouldn't get distraught. Right. Like, remember in the battle, King Joffrey was out there fighting, and then he realized, oh, you know what? People seeing me, they may not think that they could fight as well as I could, and so they may quit fighting my forces. So I will go hide in the Red Keep, in the castle, so they don't get discouraged that they're not as good as me. And so keeping things hidden is very much a Joffrey thing. And so mine is Secretary Barr, who took the Mueller report and hid it all in a 4-page summary. You know, hiding what the American people want to know is an important skill. And for that, Secretary Barr, I'm not even sure, is he a secretary?
I'm sure he's interim. They're all interim now.
Right. He's gone longer than the Mooch. Let's give him that. So, possible secretary or not, Secretary Barr, Attorney General. No, the Attorney General's not a secretary. Apologies to him. He'll soon be a secretary.
Sure, secretary in a week anyway.
So, Barr, he's my Joffrey of the day. Oh, man, we're getting topical.
Beautiful.
Hey, listeners, we are doing this. Tell your friends, tweet your friends, go on social media and tell them that the Joffrey Podcast is doing these great character retrospectives. We've done 8. Let's give the countdown one more time. Who's number 8, Catfish?
Number 8 was Hot Pie. And number 7, Bubba?
Robert Glover. The King of the North should stay in the North.
Wow. There are only 6 more important characters than Robert Glover. And for those of you who are listening out there, and you're listening to this, you've downloaded it as soon as you can and you've listened to it as soon as you can, and you're saying to yourselves, who could be number 6? You'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, tweet at us and guess who you think the top 6 are. We want you to know. So, once again, my name is Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FITTENTRIM. At Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And I'm Catfish. You can hit me up at CJGman67.
And you'll hear us next time on the Joffrey
of Podcasts. In sync.
And cut.